Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers, with us. Tom, I thought you played a great first 6 or 7 minutes tonight.
Hell, I thought we played a pretty damn good game. I mean, for three periods. You know, 5-on-5, Schulze, I thought we played pretty good.
This was a weird one.
It was a really weird game.
You out-attempted them roughly 2-1 through two periods of play, and you're down by like 5 goals. Their power play got clicking. Really, they scored so fast, I couldn't tell if your penalty kill was struggling or if they were just
we
moving
struggled.
It so well.
You know what? I mean, give credit. Their power play was clicking. We got to make some adjustments, obviously. We haven't struggled on the kill like that all year. So, actually, we were too aggressive. We were overextended on a few of those. And we know we got to block some shots, too, Schulze. We didn't block shots.
You're pulling out all the stops there then. You get the power play. You pull the goalie. You got to take that chance here. And obviously it comes back to bite you. But what would have you liked to see different out of your 5-on-5 play tonight?
Nothing. I thought, again, I thought we took it to them 5-on-5, Schulze. So, again, I have no problem with our 5-on-5 play whatsoever. I thought we had good intensity. I thought we got quality scoring chances. No, I had no issues with our 5-on-5 play.
It was an absolute war, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't want to get fined.
Well, I wasn't asking you that. I mean,
you know,
both teams were locking up, and both teams were playing the body, and both teams were playing what you expect to get out of them in the playoffs. That's what I was trying to get at.
Okay, yeah, you know, I mean, it was. I mean, there's no question that game wasn't for the meek or the shy.
You were without Leo Fitzgerald. How does that change your lineup?
Well, you know what? It affects our power play. Leo's a shooter, and Brett Beauvais had a double pump on both units. So, it affects you. Leo's got speed. He's got sandpaper, and he can shoot the puck. But again, we can't control that. You know, we can only control the 20 guys who are on the ice, and you know, that's how we got to look at things.
Any chance of getting him back tomorrow?
You know what, Schulze? I don't know. I guess we'll have to see tomorrow, and I'll see what tomorrow brings.
How do you approach the rest of today and the pregame skate tomorrow?
There's no skate tomorrow. We got to conserve energy.
That's what I was getting at. There's not much left in either team's gas tanks from the looks of it here. So
no, people will find a way. I mean, these guys are in good shape. They'll still be gas in the tank. But it's going to be interesting. The thing that's really weird here, Schulze, at the end, and you can see it, the ice gets so bad with about 7-8 minutes to go in the period. So it's nice to have a lead in this building, and then, you know, near the end of the game, it just gets extremely difficult. You have to really simplify your game, boy, that's for sure.
See you tomorrow night.
Okay,
Tom.
See you, Schulze.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Final score, Bowling Green 7-2.